For my summer reading, I chose to do the book The Overachievers, The Secret Life of Driven Kids by Alexander Robbins, and Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey in the Afterlife by Eben Alexander. I really enjoyed both of these books. The Overachievers talked about like how kids feel this pressure to excel by their teachers and by their parents and like all of the tests and stuff that we have to pass. And I felt like I could really relate to that because sometimes I feel a lot of those pressures too by my parents and just the people around me to continue to get good grades. And the book also talked about how that can lead to like kids wanting to cheat, and like it kind of, how it kind of takes away the learning and is more about getting the grade, which isn't good. But I really enjoyed that book. And then Proof of Heaven, this was a really cool book to read. It was really interesting for me and like the perspective that it was wrote in, because Eben Alexander, he goes into, he almost dies, he gets a disease, and he sees heaven, and he's also a neurosurgeon, so I mean, he knows a lot about like the brain and how everything works, so it's just kind of cool to get his take on all of this. But I really enjoyed that book, and it was just really interesting for me to read. And then the next book I read was Complications, A Surgeon's Note on Imperfect Science, by Artful Gwand. I really enjoyed this book. This book talks about how everyone has this kind of misconceptions that surgeons never make mistakes, they're always perfect, and everyone expects this perfection from them, when in reality, nobody's perfect, and everything doesn't always go as planned, and surgeons can't always be perfect all the time like people expect them to be. And it kind of just talks about how things come up and like in surgeries, and how they can't always pinpoint exactly what's going on, and how a lot of the times it's having to like test and like do stuff before they can finally come to what the actual diagnosis is, and how some people like don't accept that, but really nobody can be perfect, so people need to get that misconception out of their head. And then the next book I read was I Am Malala, The Girl Who Stood Up for Education and Was Shot by the Taliban, by Christina Lamb and Malala Yousafzai. I really enjoyed this book. It was kind of a crazy book. The girl Malala, who stands up and decides she's going to go and get an education, even though the Taliban didn't want her to, and they were against women getting educated, but she like stood up against them, and she ended up getting shot because of doing this. But it was really cool to see how like her courage to stand up, and how brave she was through it all. And it was also kind of crazy and made like me realize how lucky I am to just go to school every day and to be able to get an education and not have to worry about getting shot just because I'm going to school. It really just made me feel like lucky and know how good we have it here in the United States. So that kind of gave me a different perspective on the rest of the world, and especially in the Middle East and stuff like that. And then the next book I read was A Hope in the Unseen by Ron Suskind. And this book was pretty interesting. The next book I read was A Hope in the Unseen by Ron Suskind. This book talks about a young man, Cedric Jenkins, who is transferring from high school and into college, and it talks about his like struggle through fighting poverty and just basically making it out and getting into college, and all of the struggles that he goes through to get there, and struggling with not falling into like the low life of gangs and crime and stuff like that, and just fighting to stay on track and get into college and make a life for himself. I really enjoyed that book, though. And then the last book I read was Silent Spring by Rachel Carson. This book was pretty interesting. Definitely wasn't my favorite, but I enjoyed it to some extent. It talked a lot. It talked about how pesticides and stuff that fertilizers and stuff that they were using on fields were really harmful to the environment, and the harsh effects that it has on the environment and people and wildlife and stuff like that. And at the time, all of the research that was done for this book was all really old and groundbreaking. But like nowadays, we know a lot more about this stuff. But at the time, they really didn't know anything about it. And so it was kind of cool to see how that all pieced together, and really how crazy it was at the time. And really how dangerous pesticides and fertilizers are for the environment. But all of these books together share the common theme of science and education. They all relate to that and somehow. Now, the book A Hope in the Unseen is the only book that I didn't relate to science and education. I related that one to poverty. But the rest, they all related to science and education. I liked all these books. I really enjoyed them. I'd definitely recommend all of them. Yeah.